Please rise. Our scripture lesson for today is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, the second chapter, beginning with verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Good morning. It is my honor to welcome you, parents, faculty, staff, alumni, and friends of Bethany Lutheran College, and especially you, students, to campus as we open the 2023-24 academic year, Bethany's 97th year in providing students Christian higher education. For more than a year now, the news regarding America's perception of higher education has not been good. What's been reported is that our society continues to question the value of a college education. That perception was confirmed again in the findings of another Gallup poll taken this summer that pointed out that society's confidence that a college education has a positive effect on the way things are going in America continues to drop, this time going from 57% in 2015 to just 37% in 2023, a drop of 20 points. What the majority of society perceives is that higher education is not doing a good job, that it's too expensive, and that the curriculum is infusing a liberal agenda. My intention in sharing this information is not to get it into a discussion over reform needed in higher education, but to simply set the context for what we do at Bethany. Given this backdrop, at Bethany, we've been on a mission to ask our alumni what they see as the values gained and the advantages of a Bethany education. Let's not focus on what's going on everywhere else. What's going on here on our campus? Is a Bethany education a trusted and valued experience that prepares alumni for productive and fulfilling lives? The quick and short answer is a resounding yes. A Bethany education has great value. In a survey this past summer of alumni, including our recent May 2023 graduates, they reported the values gained through a Bethany education include a Christian perspective or view of events and issues in our world, the value of friendships gained through a close-knit campus community, the development of professional skills such as integrity, respect, work ethic, critical thinking, service for others, leadership, and a love for learning fostered through Bethany's broad curricular liberal arts perspective. They also noted several advantages of a Bethany education, including a Christian campus culture, personal mentoring of students from Christian faculty and staff, small class sizes that enable individualized attention, lifelong friendships and the network gained through Bethany's community, and a quality education that provides many opportunities to explore and develop one's God-given gifts and talents, among others. While society perceives higher education overall is not doing a good job, at Bethany the perception is just the opposite, and we'd expect no different. I believe that's because a Bethany education is built upon our twofold purpose: to equip students for productive and fulfilling lives, but most importantly, to engage students with Jesus so that they know that by faith in Him as their Savior, their sins are forgiven and they can live confidently that they will someday be with Him in heaven. Said a bit differently, at Bethany, we equip students with a broad set of liberal arts experiences in higher education, infused with a distinctively Christian perspective, so that as adults, our graduates are able to discern the world through the lens of God's Word. This integrated twofold purpose has been the core of our education now for almost 100 years, and it's even more unique at Christ-centered colleges like Bethany. I'll explain by gleaning from an address I recently heard by Dr. David Weeks of Azusa Pacific University. He spoke on the topic of what it means to offer a Christian liberal arts education. He noted that defenders of the liberal arts tout many virtues, including its propensity to develop future leaders. Leadership gurus assume that good leadership is all about knowing the tricks of the trade or adopting the right strategies. This underscores society's faith in just knowing about techniques. What's long forgotten is that the famous Greek philosopher and military commander of that famous army, the 10,000, Xenophon, insisted that tactics are just a small part of leadership. There must be something else, he said. Many in higher education fail to provide that something else, even though they claim to equip students with knowledge and power. Where they fail is they don't teach the next generation to use either wisely. Instead, many colleges offer the notion that goodness is up to oneself to define, and encourage students, as written in 2 Timothy chapter 4, to suit their desires by gathering around them those who say what their itching ears want to hear, and in so doing, turn away from the truth. The result is that they find themselves, as described in James chapter 1, blown and tossed by the wind, unstable in all they do. Neither the aimless nor those with misguided aims are the steadfast, principled, and discerning leaders we need in the years ahead. Rather, the next generation needs the liberal arts education found in the twofold purpose at the core of a Bethany education, one that both equips them for vocations in their families, churches, communities, and workplaces, and one that grounds them in the solid foundation of truth only through the lens of the Bible, so that they may discern the events and issues of our time. A distinctively Christian liberal arts education is the right place for the training of the next generation that our time requires. Bethany is among those institutions that understand, as Winston Churchill once said, that the first duty of a college is to teach wisdom, not a trade, to teach character, not technicalities. A Christian liberal arts education cultivates both Christ-centered and intellectual virtue. As noted in Deuteronomy chapter 12, the next generation needs a Christian moral compass in order to do what is good and right in the sight of God. They must understand that being skilled and learned is not enough. They must be discerning and embrace wisdom found only through the lens of what the Bible teaches. Dear Bethany students, our faculty and staff open our arms to welcome you this year. You're at the right place, where your God-given gifts and talents will be nurtured through a liberal arts higher education experience taught through the distinctively Christian perspective, which is exactly what our society is clamoring for and what is needed right now more than ever. To our new faculty and staff, we, your colleagues, warmly welcome you, stand ready to assist you, and wish you God's richest blessings. And to all of our faculty and staff, and to Bethany's many alumni and friends, on behalf of my administration and the Board of Regents, thank you for the roles that you play to advance the mission of this treasured college, for your prayers on behalf of Bethany, and for your support in making Bethany the great blessing that it is for the students who are served by it. Amid these exciting and yet challenging times, may our loving Heavenly Father richly bless us this academic year.
This time we will have the installation of a new faculty member and new head coach, if they would please come forward. assume the duties of your office, I ask you in the presence of God and this assembly, do you promise with the help of God to discharge faithfully all the duties assigned to you according to the abilities God has given you? If so, then answer, I do so promise with the help of God.
I do so promise with the help of God.
And in testimony of your sincere intent in making this promise, please give me your right hand. Go then in the name of our Lord and perform the work to which you have solemnly pledged yourselves, in order that you may continue to fit yourselves for your duties. It is necessary to apply yourselves to diligent study of God's word and to the special duties that you are undertaking. Devote yourselves to prayer and intercession and humility of heart, seeking only the glory of God, the salvation of souls, and the welfare of our college and her students. Be an example both to the students and to your fellow workers. You're assuming a serious responsibility, but the Lord has promised to supply the gifts required for the faithful performance of your work. And so to each of you as you go forward, may God grant you his Holy Spirit and give you wisdom and strength to fulfill these obligations.
Last April, a group of outstanding high school seniors competed on our campus for five of Bethany Lutheran College's substantial academic scholarships. All of these students had already qualified for a presidential scholarship valued at $13,000 per year. As a part of this competition, these students were given an hour to compose an essay based on a common topic, and each was given a 15-minute interview before a panel of faculty and staff members. The essay and the interview, along with grade point average and standardized test scores, were all used to rank these students. In the end, five students emerged as the recipients of our most prized academic scholarships. And in a moment, I would like to introduce them to you. First, however, allow me to tell you a little bit about the individuals to whom these special scholarships are named. Several years ago, an endowed scholarship was established to honor the memory of Dr. Sigurd Christian Ilvesacker. Dr. Ilvesacker was president of Bethany Lutheran College from 1930 to 1950, and the Ilvesacker Fine Arts Center was named in his honor. Early in the 2000s, as then President Marvin Meyer was nearing retirement, a scholarship was established to honor his 43 years of service to the college. Dr. Marvin G. Meyer was president of Bethany Lutheran College from 1982 until 2002, and our Mathematics and Science building, Meyer Hall, was named in his honor. It's at this time I'd like to invite this year's Meyer and Ilvesacker scholarship recipients to the front of our chapel. And as these students are coming forward, I'd like to acknowledge the returning students who currently hold these scholarships and recognize the enrichment they have brought to our campus. We're proud of the accomplishment these scholars are making on the campus, as well as their communities, and at this time, I list them by name. Xavier Palmer, Amelia Fund, Emily Rouse, Gianna Spain, Caleb Tomhave, Caroline Gernander, Madeline Halverson-Gutsky, Lydia Hartwig-Thompson, Josiah Hoppe, Colin Yeager, Maida Jasperson, Tamara Omar, Elise Van Evenhoven, and Jenna Wall. Following our service, each of these outstanding students will receive a scholarship document, which reads as follows. In recognition of high academic ability, Christian character, and leadership, Bethany Lutheran College awards this scholarship to the name of student, awarded August 21st, 2023. And at this time, I present to you these students as our top Academic Award winners. Sophia Bittorf, Lake Mills, Wisconsin. Jack Dupree, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Natalie Hennig, New Ulm, Minnesota. Allison Rigg, Lake Mills, Iowa. And Aaron Stewart, Eagle Lake, Minnesota. These are our incoming scholars for the 2023-2024 academic year. And we wish these students God's continued blessings on their academic pursuits and congratulate them on this academic achievement.
Please rise for the singing of the canticle hymn verse. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that by your grace you have given us your holy and blessed word, by which you also among us gather your holy Christian church. We humbly thank you for providing us with an institution of higher learning, where the precious knowledge of Christ our Savior can be confessed and taught. As we begin this academic year, we ask that your hand of blessing would rest upon teacher and student, that all learning may give glory to your name for the edification of your people and the welfare of our fellow man. Help us, O God, by your Holy Spirit, to keep your word in pure hearts, that we may be strengthened in Christian faith, perfected in holiness, and comforted in life and in death. Amen. I now declare the Bethany Lutheran College academic year of 2023-2024 to be in session. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit.